Mike's always picking that theme music to the topic. His mental library of music is unbelievable. If CCR doesn't sing it, I don't know it. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the introduction. On the topic of windows here, I'd like to start a conversation with Matt Lacko, Regional Sales Manager for Pella. As well, we have Don Foster, the owner of the Mountain West region of stores and warehouses, in studio with us this morning. And I want to talk a minute, guys, about glass. And we do have callers lining up, and I want to get to the calls. But I really feel like we need to start this conversation. For years, when I broke into the construction trades back in the 60s, every window we put in was a single-pane aluminum slider that when you closed the window, you could still virtually throw a cat through the crack. I mean, it was a sin that we were putting those in. But that's where you start. And I talk to people about our values. I know the window industry likes to talk in you values, but I have a hard time sometimes communicating you values to homeowners because their whole life they've been told R. Single pane, eighth inch piece of white glass, clear glass, an R value of maybe one.
If that.
Your exterior walls, we want them to be about an R19 to R26. Attic, we want it to be R30 to 38. R stands for your building product's ability to resist heat or temperature transfer. The higher the R value, the more temperature static the wall is. So R1 doesn't do very much for you. Okay, where do we go from there? That's the worst we can have in a window. What's the next step up?
Well, the next step up, Rosie, would be dual pane.
Clear.
And dual pane clear. So,
and then sandwiched really, really close together, right?
Well, it depends on the engineering of the window or door.
Okay.
I mean, typically industry standard is half inch airspace between the two panes of glass.
Yes.
And you're adding one additional layer of insulation between the your outside and inside environments. And then, you know, over the last, I don't know when Low E first came out, it's been many, many, many years, and that improved R values significantly. You could get up into the 3.5 range with standard Low E.
And on the bottom end of the R scale, your gains are exponential.
They are exponential.
So going from R3/4 to R3 is huge.
Significant.
It's huge.
Yeah. And then with technology over the last even 5 years, I mean, here in Arizona, I mean, this is the true test from heat gain coefficients. We use a sun defense glass, which has three layers of the metallic sputter coat, otherwise known as Low E. And that really does an incredible job of keeping the heat out. And because it's a metallic sputter coat, it reflects heat and reflects UV, which are the ultraviolet damaging rays. So when we have large expanses of glass here in the desert, and you know you've got the sunlight pouring in, it can do tremendous damage on carpets and wood flooring and furniture. And so with the sun defense glass, which is again a three coat low E process, It eliminates about 96% of the UV rays. So you can feel confident that your furniture and flooring and carpets that you've invested in are not being damaged.
Yeah, you're blocking how much of the UV?
96%.
96%. Yep. That's incredible. Let's jump to Carol, calling on line one real quick, who has a window air conditioning question. And when I come back, we're talking the levels of glazing. So I want to come back to Matt and Don and talk about, okay, we've talked about single pane, we've talked about dual pane. I want to know what you guys think about triple pane. But let's take Carol's call first. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Rosie. I'm not sure if my friend who just bought a house about 6 months ago has an air conditioning problem or a window problem. She thinks it's the windows. She bought a house. It was built in the early 1970s.
Okay.
And it's on the east side of Tucson. It's a block home with a flat roof.
Okay.
And she she has, the people who she bought it from had put in, they said double pane vinyl whatever windows.
Okay.
And the rooms, it's a four-bedroom home. The four bedrooms are small because it's an older home.
You know what, Carol? Hold on 1 second. I waited a little bit too long to go to you. We're going to break for bottom of the hour news. Carol, we'll come back. We'll be talking about your friend's house in East Tucson. I think I already have the problem solved.
Keep Rosie on the House, the number one referral directory in the state, by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.